in accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on April 29th, 2010. May we please have the roll call vote?
Mr. Dinkoff?
Here.
Ms. Gregory?
Here.
Ms. Kresty?
Here.
Ms. Hofig?
Here.
Mr. Kaplan?
Here.
Ms. Loving?
Here.
Mr. Shadle? Mr. Scheibel?
Here.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
We have a quorum and may proceed.
Thank you. I'd like to ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wednesday.
Mine says Democrat.
Mine says Captain Sturgis.
If you have a copy of the agenda, you'll see we're on the President's comments, President's report. This is actually my favorite part of the meeting. Two things I wanted to mention. Just by way of reminder, voting on the school budget and voting for candidates for the Board of Education will be next month, April 27th. The important thing to keep in mind is that this year it's on a Wednesday, which is very different, very unusual. In years past, we've always had our school board elections on a Tuesday. We have six individuals running for three seats, so I would ask that you take your time and consider the six candidates and vote for those individuals that you think would do the best job for the children of Clinton Township. And without a doubt, no ifs, ands, or buts, we ask you to vote yes, or at least I ask you to vote yes on the school budget. I don't know if that's legal or appropriate, but at this point, in my life, I really don't care. I'm asking you to support the budget and to vote yes. The other thing I wanted to mention before we go on to the superintendent's report, there's a rumor floating around the district that members of the Board of Education don't smile very often, that we seem to be very somber, and except for tonight, mostly in the dark, doesn't look like that'll be the case tonight. I just wanted to mention to all the members of the public that serving on the Board of Education is really a joyous, happy, and free kind of an atmosphere. And if that secret ever got out, instead of having six people run for the board, we probably would have 26. I want to share with my colleagues on the board a quote that I came across a while ago. And I think it's very appropriate for people especially people who serve on the Board of Education, but also people in our community who serve on a volunteer basis on other commissions and committees. And the quote goes something like this: volunteers don't get paid, not because they're worthless, but because they're priceless. And I want the members of the Board of Education to know that I consider you priceless, and I thank you for your service to the children of Clinton Township. And that's enough out of me, and now we'll go to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. Dinkoff. Enrollment as stated, Spruce Run, we have 313 students as of March 1st of this month. Patrick McGarren, 343 students. Round Valley, 559 students. CTMS, 461 students, for a total of 1,676 students. Suspensions to report, we did have one fifth grade student serve a one day in school suspension for a physical assault on another child, a sixth grade student a one day in school suspension for a physical threat to another child, and here at the middle school, two students, 2 days each out of district for fighting. The next thing I would like to bring to everyone's attention under student achievement, just some fun that we're having at each of the schools. I'd asked the principals, they had set a challenge every year and really tried to tighten that up with student achievement, but also a sense of fun where the students are not only called to task, but their principal as well is called to task. And if there is a sense that the children don't make the challenge, there will be something for them to give back to their principal in the way of physical activity, not physical labor. And for each of the schools, we have different challenges. At Spruce Run, it's a reading challenge. And Patrick McGarren, through the middle school, they are challenged to how much time they're putting on Study Island. And the principals have figured out, based on the number of students that each of the schools serve, and try to make it a challenge that is reachable but difficult for each of the group. And to add to that, I've put out there to all schools that I will award the school that beats their principal's challenge by the largest margin, percentage-wise, the opportunity to choose my summer haircut. To get myself ready for that, I have my last haircut was around Christmas time, and we'll get it cleaned up every now and then. I've already engaged some of the students in style consultation. I've heard everything from the mohawk, the reverse mohawk, the half a shaved head, and luckily Spruce Run just has a trim. So go Spruce Run! moving down from there, just an FYI to the board and to the district in as a whole, under productive citizens, I would like to congratulate Samantha Magda of Round Valley, who is New Jersey's official participant down in D.C. right now, 2011 Kids Speak Up program for Epilepsy Foundation on Capitol Hill. She's down meeting with senators and congressmen and their aides to discuss the needs and rights of people with epilepsy. I shared with Samantha and her mom that my son has also been diagnosed, complex partial seizures. It's wonderful to know somebody who's out there speaking up on all children and behalf of epilepsy here in New Jersey. So kudos to Samantha. And that leads me to supportive environment. I would like to turn it over to Teresa Lampman from the American Lung Association, as well as invite our school physician, Dr. Frank, and our school nurses, Michelle Behay, Susan Strait, Lynn DeLeo, and Faith Furman, to come on down. We are receiving an award, and I will turn it over to Teresa. Can you pull this mic for you?
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here to provide the Asthma Friendly School Award to all four schools in the district. I have a handout that'll be on the back when you leave that identifies the work that was done to qualify for this award, and on the back it lists other school districts that have qualified and received the award, and in Hunterdon County only one other school district has completed it. So you are the second school district to qualify for the award in this county, which is a real accomplishment. And it identifies that although there is a law in New Jersey that requires certain components to creating asthma-friendly environment in schools, not everybody takes the lead, not everybody follows through. So it's it's commendable that in this Clinton Township School District that the school nurses took this on because they do the majority of the work, and that the administrators provided that support so that they could follow through, because nothing happens without the support of your administration. And so I'll just mention the six steps that they achieved to qualify for the award. And when you create an asthma-friendly school environment, it doesn't just help the children with asthma. It helps all the children. And I just heard you have more than 1,600 children. That means you have 1,600 children and about 275 faculty working in an environment that's asthma-friendly. That's huge. The six steps are, one is that you have a nebulizer in your school so that you can respond to emergencies. Two, the school nurses take asthma basics training and understanding the asthma devices, the medication delivery devices called gadgets and gizmos for asthma control. They provide a faculty in service to all of the school faculty in their school on managing asthma in the classroom. And the reason that's extremely important is teachers can play a role in controlling those items that trigger asthma and cause an asthma episode, and what we're trying to do is reduce that so that by simple little steps they can control those triggers so that the kids don't end up having an asthma attack or asthma episode. What we do know is that there were studies that were done on hospitalizations in New Jersey due to asthma. Adults are straight across, it never changes, it's a set rate. Children are as low as the adult hospitalization in July, but in May they can be 10 times higher, in October and November, 7 times higher. So the kids end up being hospitalized 10 times more often than the adults. That's why we chose to work with the schools and provide the programs, because we want to see those numbers drop. They're in the school during that time, so something's happening. So this way, working to create an environment, teachers can help and the school nurses. It's also required to have one of the law requires that you have an asthma treatment plan for any child with asthma to carry their inhaler so they can self-medicate. So the school nurses take a training on implementing the asthma treatment plan, how you work to get it through with the physicians, keeping it on file, hitting some of those liability issues about signatures and things. So there's a training that they do on that. So those four programs. Then we have an indoor air quality training that's part of New Jersey PIOSH. That's the Public Employees Occupational Safety and Health Agency. There is a law that says every public facility is to have an indoor air quality designated person, but our award is because schools go above and beyond. So instead of just one person from the district, we ask that one person, usually a facilities person, and a school nurse go to that training, and they go back and set up an indoor air quality team in each school. Because if you stay tuned to what's going on with mold, smells, anything that could trigger asthma, you're able to intervene before it becomes a major problem. So they have gone. That's one of the requirements. So, and the final one involved the superintendent, because we do like to identify that everyone is a part of creating an asthma-friendly school. Signed a no idling pledge. So when buses bring children or pick children up and drop them off, they're not idling, because that exhaust goes right into the school and causes a problem. And the kids are standing right there. So all of those steps were achieved. And all the four nurses worked with each of their schools, and we are happy now to give those awards. So I'll just name the school, and if you'll come up, we'll have you stand by our poster, we'll take a picture, and we'll have our physicians say a few words. Would you like to say a few words before we bring them up?
First of all, I want to commend all four of you for taking this on your own. I didn't know much about the whole program until actually I got the literature just a few weeks ago. And honestly, it's a lot of work that you all put in, and I really commend you not only as a school physician, but also as a parent of children in the district. So I see it from both ends, and just keep up the good work. Thanks.
So it's our pleasure as the Pediatric Adult Asthma Coalition of New Jersey, we're a statewide coalition, to present the award to Round Valley School in recognition of their efforts to enhance the quality of education for students and staff who face the challenges of asthma. Spruce Run School. Thank you for your the Patrick McGarren School. And Clinton Township Middle School. If you'll just bear with me, we'll have the board president up.
Jeez. Thank you.
And lastly, under community partnerships, with the help of input from staff and parents and some members of the community, the principals and I met with representatives of our community to discuss and choose the teachers of the year. And I have them put before you here. Julie Snee for Spruce Run, Lizanne Bartram for Patrick McGarren, Heather Shanklin for Round Valley, and Carmen Kirchy for the middle school. Thank you very much. Hola, maestra. At this time, I'm going to ask the board if you would please take seats in the front row. Mrs. Lenhart and Mr. Weber and I will prepare for our budget presentation. There will be a time for public comment on our budget right after we're done with our presentation. And if you saw coming in, there was a packet which was also on the website, and then there were slides that you'll see up here this evening. Everyone turn it on.